Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the gospel according to Matthew, the 16th chapter, verses 21 through 26. As I read these maybe familiar words to you, as I read these words, listen for what's being spoken into your life and into your heart right now, today. They may be old words, oh yeah, I've heard those before, but how are they speaking to you today? From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Then Jesus told his disciples, if you want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? Friends, this is a word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, this is discipleship in a nutshell. This epitomizes what we are called to be. So just clear your mind and just listen to these words. Let everything just fall away for a second. Everything you've ever thought about discipleship, everything you've thought about religion, everything you've thought about life, just let it fall away. And hear these words of Jesus. If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will save it. And that's it. That's it. It's literally that simple. Take up the cross, follow. Follow Jesus. Pretty straightforward. Do the things that Jesus did. Follow that path. Walk that path. Walk that road. Now, don't get bogged down in all the details. We used to call it reducing fractions. You take these crazy-looking numbers, you reduce it down. And at the middle service, we had a math teacher, and they corrected me. And it's now called simplifying. That's an even better word for it, instead of reducing. You take these crazy jumbled numbers, and all of a sudden you realize after you simplify them, they're the same number. But they look radically different one from the other. Anyway, don't get bogged down in the historically relative details of the Jesus story. You know, that just makes it too easy to dismiss. Well, I can't do that. That's 2,000 years ago. Forget it. I'm moving on. I'll do it my way. All right. I don't want to hear that. I can't heal a leper. I don't want to hear you say that. You say, I don't even know any lepers. I don't know where I would find a leper if I wanted to help a leper. All right, fair enough. But I guarantee that you have encountered, over the course of your life, plenty of folks who have been ostracized by a religious community. I guarantee it. Folks have been left out. Folks who have been ignored. Folks who have been devalued by a community that says it's founded on grace. The grace of God. Oh, you know lepers. You know lepers are those who have been treated as such. You may argue that you cannot walk on water like Jesus did. You can't calm the storm. You can't just have power over the elements just by sheer will. You say you can't do such a thing. Fair enough. You may not have supernatural powers. But I am confident that you can lead your life in such a way that through you, others will see the inbreaking power of the kingdom of God in this world. I guarantee it. Great minds, Habitat for Humanity, the resettlement of refugee families that you've been very active in this last year, and you know, all the other things, great things that you do. They may not be walking on water, but something powerful and grace-filled breaks into the world anytime hands are extended in love. That's just the way it works. Now, you may try to argue that you cannot heal folks like Jesus healed folks. You cannot raise people from the dead, like the story of Lazarus, right? You say you can't do that. Well, just hold that thought for a second. Frederick and Mary Ann Broussard, they're clergy people. They wrote about this very idea. And listen to these words they said. Every time I bring hope into a situation, every time I bring joy that shatters despair, every time I forgive others and give them back dignity and the possibility of a future with me and others in the community, every time I listen to others and affirm them and their life, every time I speak the truth in public, every time I confront injustice, I bring people back from the dead. Huh. Friends, Jesus said to follow. And that's exactly what we claim we're doing as participants in this community of faith, as participants in the body of Christ. Now, I don't mean you've got to be a member on a roll somewhere. No. I just say you call this community your own. Whether it's your first time here or you've been here for decades, it doesn't matter. We are followers of Christ. All right. As I said a minute ago, today's gospel lesson for me is the definition of discipleship. It's just that simple. Discipleship is about following Jesus. Now, it's about finding a new way to do life, really. It's that simple, a new way to do life that is more meaningful than the way we have been doing life up to this point. And I can tell you, as I look at my life, you know, and I look at the lives of many that I come into contact with every single day, we need a more meaningful way to do life. We need a more meaningful way because the old way just isn't cutting it for many of us. Now, this seems to be a timeless attribute of our species. I mean, Jesus said this 2,000 years ago. If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. In other words, if you want to find a new way of doing life, then you need to realize that the new life begins with a new direction. Same old path is not going to get you somewhere different. Mm-mm. So to deny yourself is to reject the status quo, to choose a different road. Father Richard Rohr writes, transformation is often more about unlearning than learning, which is why the religious traditions call it conversion or repentance. And that's good. So maybe following Jesus is not so much about learning a new way. Well, we can't even comprehend that. No, but rather about unlearning. Unlearning bad habits of living. After all, we bear the image of the divine, don't we? We say that's what we believe, right? The image of God dwells in our souls, and it struggles to get out. That's what's going on. It struggles to get out, struggling to be made manifest. So Jesus says, forget the way you've been doing things. Follow me, and I'll show how it's supposed to be done. And don't say you can't do it. We've already talked about that. You can do it. Read the Jesus story sometime. You know, you can find it in the New Testament, and there are four stories right off the bat. And we call them the four Gospels. Very good. The early service didn't even get it. The middle service struggled, but you just jumped all over it. Okay, now the hard part. What are the names of those four stories? Marilyn, you've been here before. Okay, all right. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. That's right. And what we're going to not reduce fractions. What are we doing? Simplify the story. What are those stories all about? And then we reduce them down to the point that we can... They can be part of our, we can implement them in our lives. That bottom line story. You know, so I'm saying to you, do remarkable things. Do remarkable things in your life, right? Include those on the outside of the circle. Just do that. Include folks. Be kind to folks. Be merciful to folks. Be forgiving to folks. Be healing to folks. Be a follower of Jesus. Jesus said, if any want to become my followers, and this is my paraphrase, unlearn things. Unlearn your narrow worldview. Unlearn hate. Unlearn bigotry. Unlearn intolerance. Deny that way of being, and then come with me. But he doesn't stop there. No. Jesus follows it up with something that should stop us in our tracks. He said, for those who want to save their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake will save it. Given our discussion, here's also a paraphrase. If you want to continue your way of doing life, you have no real chance to live abundantly. It isn't working. If you keep doing what doesn't work, it will eventually wear you out. It will drag you down. It will destroy you. But if you can find a way to give up your current way of seeing the world and interacting with the world, in essence, lose your life as you follow my way, then you're going to find a way of life that not only works, but leads to happiness and wholeness. And then the conclusion that always leaves me speechless and a little bit uneasy. Jesus says, "For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life?" In other words, why? Why? Why would we choose another way of ordering our life? Why would we ever do that? We've been given the gift of life, right? One shot. Why would we ever choose to squander it? I could just read that line over and over and over again, and it would always get me. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? It's not a threat. It's not a threat, folks. It's a promise. It's a promise. It's a promise of a new day. It's a promise of a new beginning, the promise of meaning. And how great is that? But how? Today is the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. We're right smack in the middle of the season. It's usually around 25 or 26 weeks in length. It goes this year to the end of November. First week of December this year will be the first Sunday of Advent. The new year begins. And the season of Pentecost is a season of, in my mind, a season of intentional living. You know, an intentional reordering of our lives so that the Spirit of God might be made manifest in our lives and through our lives. You know, so Pentecost practices are those practices or disciplines that we incorporate into our lives to assist us in the transformation of our lives. And one of these practices is intentional awareness, mindfulness sort of stuff. You know, it's here that following actually begins, I think. You know, remembering that we are followers of Jesus. Just stop and remember that. You know, maybe write it down, put it on the mirror in the morning. I'm a follower of Jesus. That's the way I order my lives. And then we have to practice remembering that we are followers of Jesus. And we have to remember to be mindful of the fact that we bear the image of the divine on our souls. You know, and then we have to practice remembering that we bear the image of the divine in our souls. You know, and every other single human being does also. Every single human being in this world bears the divine image. Not just those who look like us, not just those who think like us, who worship like us. No. And this mindfulness would then prevent us from participation in hate. You know, participation in racism. Participation in jingoism, participation in practices that demean other children of God, that promote division, because we're participants in the kingdom of God. That's what we do. Friends, I know it's hard to believe and even harder to admit, but we're contingent beings, right? We're not self-made. We're not self-sufficient. No, I need to remember the fact and be mindful of the fact that there are farmers out there somewhere. I've never seen one. I know they're out there. And they grow food for me to eat. I would starve otherwise for the farmers. You know, there are snowplow drivers. I said that not in Raleigh, but there are snowplow drivers in some parts of the world. And they plow our streets. There are, you know, sanitation folks who pick up the trash that we make. There are scientists who create new drugs that save our lives. There are social workers who save our families. There are preschool teachers who teach and love our children each and every day. There are people who assemble cell phones. There are people who work in power plants and on and on and on. And all those folks have families and children and people that love them. And they have hopes and they have dreams and they have problems. And we need to remember that they are our brothers and sisters. And we have to practice remembering that. Together, we are God's children. We come in different colors. We speak in a variety of languages. And we hold various views on faith and life. But we are brothers and sisters. And we need to remember that before we speak. And James, in the Epistle of James, perfect. "You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. And then we breathe in, and we breathe out, and we remember that our lives are a gift. And it is by the very grace of God that we get another breath. And friends, I am mindful of that every single day. Each new breath, we become keenly aware that a new sacred moment has begun. It has been inaugurated, and we are its agents. Mindfulness. Friends, mindfulness changes everything. It changes everything because it leads us to the awareness of the immediacy of the sacred that permeates everything. If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Thanks be to God. Amen.